Welcome to the Do Life Different podcast. I am Mike Francisco, the lead pastor at 1128 Community in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. I'm glad you're listening today. If you want to join us on a Sunday morning, you're always welcome. We meet at the Oak Creek Community Center at 10 a.m. on Sundays. And we're a community that's learning to live and love like Jesus, helping people to do life different by setting rhythms and values with Jesus at the center. Today, I am joined by my friends Dave and Casey.
Hey,
how's it going?
And you guys are, is it 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Almost two.
Yeah,
from our wedding. Yes.
2 weeks and 1 day, I believe.
Okay, 2 weeks until the knot is tied. And I've known you guys for almost a year at this point, right?
Yeah,
like
in August.
In August of 2021. So it's almost a year that I've known Dave and Casey. Mm-hmm. And they've got an incredible story, a story of faith, a story of just some hardship and God showing up in weird ways and in really cool ways and leading them to a deeper connection. And so I'm going to get into that a little bit with them. But just as a church, we've been working through this series called Postcards from Paul, looking at the letters that Paul wrote to friends and churches and exploring each of those over the course of this summer. And so I've just been asking everybody this question of, how do you relate or maybe not relate? Maybe there's a lack of relation to Paul. So who wants to go first?
Oh, yeah, I can start us off. And with relating to Paul, I guess it really just kind of comes down to, like, you know, in the beginning times, Paul, when he was Saul, was kind of going around persecuting Christians. And in a way, Casey and I kind of did that too growing up. Like, we didn't, I don't know, we were raised in kind of a old-fashioned type of way, and we saw like the old-fashioned Christians, and we kind of just kind of, maybe I should speak for myself, but I kind of just saw like the hypocrisy of Christianity and Christians, and it was like, oh, well, I don't know why I'd necessarily want to be a part of this body if it's just a very judging body and stuff like that. So, you know, just like Paul going around persecuting Christians, I kind of did that in my mind. But just like Paul as well, then we also kind of came to that time where it was just kind of brought to us, and the thought started coming into our mind that, like, oh, maybe it's not about this. And then we kind of had Jesus speak to us and many different ways that kind of brought us back to him.
Yeah.
Cool. And a point of reference, just for anybody listening, like, I was a youth pastor in a local church here, and Dave was kind of hovering in that vicinity, right? So you would have been like a junior and a senior, right, around that time?
Yeah, what year was that?
That would have been 2016.
Yeah, so that would have been senior year of high school, freshman year of college for me. So yeah, I'm sure we crossed paths, which is crazy.
And so you're not a guy that's like 35, 40, 50, right? Like you're a young guy, and that's been your experience. So Casey, give us kind of, where were you? How do you relate or not relate with Paul?
Yeah, I was kind of the same as Dave. Like, before coming to know Jesus, like, we both, high school and then like beginning of college, I remember like thinking back, and like some of my family members would be like, oh, the church, like, they just want your money, they just want this, like all these like kind of negative things about church. And I didn't really know any better. So I was just like, oh yeah, like, church is whatever, God is whatever, Jesus is whatever. But then meeting Dave, we didn't quite come to Jesus yet, like the beginning parts of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And then like Dave was saying before, we had like questions coming up in our minds, just like curiosities. And then we started exploring different churches, and we didn't know like what was right for us. And then we found God together. And I think that's made us really strong as a couple.
Okay. And you grew up in like northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I guess it's like, is it technically called Southern Michigan? Like, how does that work?
So it's northern Wisconsin, Niagara, Wisconsin. It's like a mile away from Kingsford, Michigan, or Iron Mountain, Michigan, mm-hmm. which is the UP, Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Okay. Yeah.
And so your town is a smaller town.
Yeah.
And is it like a lot of like traditional, like, denominational type of churches?
Yeah.
Is that where that perception of like, they want your money, they want...
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So that's where that comes from.
Yes, 100%.
And so you kind of relate with Paul in that sense of like it's about the rules maybe or,
yeah.
or some of those things. Okay. Yeah. So then let's go a little bit deeper here. Paul's message is it's really pretty simple, right? Every letter it comes back to the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of Jesus, and it's not about the rules. And so for you guys, how have you been encouraged, maybe individually or as a couple? Feel free to share either of those things. Just by that simplicity of the gospel, Paul's message that it's about Jesus. It's about grace and forgiveness.
Yeah. I really actually enjoy that part because we screw up all the time. And, like, that's obvious. But, like, I feel like what helps us as a couple, too, is that since it's so simple, we can remind each other that, like, it really is just about Jesus and his mercy and his grace and his love that we can always lean on when we need it most or don't need it most. It's just always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's easy to get down on yourself because, you know, you want to please God and you want to kind of follow those expectations that are laid out in the Bible for you, but then you just got to realize it's they're not realistic expectations for, you know, us humans. And I just love just falling back on like John 3:16, like that's like the foundation of faith right there. And just kind of realizing, yeah, it's not about the rules and this is what happened. And just kind of going off that is huge for me.
Yeah. So you both kind of reference and say it, you like that feeling of security, being able to fall back, right? Like, Do you experience times of guilt or shame, like when you think, like, oh shoot, like I shouldn't have done that? Is that still something you experience? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Every day.
Do.
Every
day. Yeah. Like, and it's just nice knowing that we have a God that we can just talk to at any time of the day, like always. And like if we're feeling upset or sad or guilty or like any sort of feeling, like we can talk to Him because we have access to Him, which I think is really nice and that. I feel lucky to have.
Yeah. And I think too, like a lot of times we do feel guilty or shameful for the way we act or behave or talk to people. But that's not from God, right? Like that's actually the devil that puts those feelings in us. Cause God doesn't want us to experience guilt or shame. He wants us to experience forgiveness. And so it's really cool to hear you both kind of reference that. It's like, there is that connection, there is that fallback, and, right. and there's that security there. How would you describe that feeling, right? Like, I get asked that all the time. Like, what does it actually feel like? People want to know. Like, how would you describe it in your words?
To me, it's almost like, kind of like when you, I don't know, maybe you were supposed to clean your room and you didn't as a kid. And it's kind of just
or
like,
as an adult.
Like, or, yeah, I guess. Yeah, that still happens. You can ask Casey all about that. Yeah, it's just kind of like letting your parents down or something. Because, you know, just letting God the Father down. And like, I've tried, just think about it. Try to go an hour without sinning. And it's almost like impossible because just thoughts come in. And like you said, from the devil. And it's just, they're impossible to keep out. And yeah, so for me, it's just kind of like, I let you down again.
But it's not like that because you don't let him down. He loves you and he shows you mercy and grace and love. So it's like, yeah, back to the cleaning the room thing. It's like your parents, you think they would be mad at you.
Right.
But then it's like, oh, that's okay. Like, let me help you. Yep. And that's like what God does for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
The help you part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty powerful image. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your journey. I know you guys have like a 35, 40-minute story, depending on who's telling it, right? Yeah. Like, if Dave's telling it's what?
Hope
like
you got
probably an hour.
Yeah. In a box of tissues. Casey's got, like, the elevator version down. So, like, in your journey, you've shared with me just some hardships, some things that you've worked through as a couple and as individuals because of that feeling of, like, it's about the rules, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe even being told it's about the rules. And so just like where you guys are today, just a couple of weeks from your wedding and knowing this journey that you've been on and the excitement that's to come after getting married, like what would you say to others in a similar situation? And I'll leave it up to you to share like how much of that journey you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it really just came down to because Casey and I found God together when we were going to school and we were, you know, getting really close with our pastor, and this was about 2.5 years ago, ish, and yeah, asked him to marry us, and he was like, okay, first thing, like, I just want you to know, now that you're engaged, please don't start living together. And we're like,
oh. We were already.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll stop you there. I'm not here to lie. We already are. And there was reasons for that. You know, I was living with friends prior, and it wasn't a good environment for me. It was a very much party every night environment. And, you know, Casey was living with a bunch of girls, which you may know how that goes sometimes.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, some listeners out there.
Living with girls can be tough.
Okay, girls can be tough.
Yeah. And he basically just told us, like, okay, no, like, I can't marry you. This is wrong. We can figure out other arrangements and so on. And really, that was us putting ourselves out there. We were in a vulnerable state, you know, new followers of Jesus, and then to just kind of have that be told to us, it hurt us for a good amount of time.
And we couldn't go back to that church.
Yeah, like, and we were like, okay, we can't show our faces here anymore.
Yeah. He pretty much just told us that we would be walking in sin, like, up until we get married, basically.
Right.
Which we didn't like, obviously.
Yeah, so it's...
And, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
So we stopped going to that church, but then we kept going to a different church online, and that's kind of like when the pandemic was happening, so it was no big deal that we were all online. Mm-hmm. And we decided to get baptized together through the same church that we were visiting online, and it just so happens that we got baptized on November 28th, which is 11/28, which is a really cool thing.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, before we knew about any of that. And there was just so many things leading up to that, too. Like, before we heard from Mike about 11/28, there's just all these things where the Bible verse, and I'm not kidding at all, the Bible verse, Matthew 11:28, just kept popping up over and over. And so I highlighted, I'm like, oh, this is the day we got baptized, 11/28.
Yep, highlight, underline,
like, that's
all of
cool.
It.
Casey goes and like, yeah, that's an important date to us. We got baptized. And then this verse keeps popping up, so it must be important. So she gets a tattoo of it. And then just down the road even further, we find out that the place we're moving to in Oak Creek, like the week before we're moving there, we find out and we hear from Mike guest speaking at a church we were listening to online that he's opening up a church called 11/28, named after Matthew 11:28. And it is just unreal. Like, we broke down in tears. And really, it's just the thing you got to remember. It's all about your relationship with Jesus. And it's not about pleasing others. And like, yeah, in that time, like, we could have said, okay, when that pastor told us that, like, okay, we're going to start living apart. Like, we want to make you happy so that you can marry us. But all I would say is just remember, it's between you and Jesus. That relationship is a personal thing between just you two, and it's not about pleasing others at all.
Yeah. And I think what's most intriguing or interesting to me is that you guys had, like, what a lot of people would call a bad experience, right? Like, it really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see it still even on your faces. You know, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But that bad experience wasn't a reflection of Jesus and the love that he has for you as individuals, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it's interesting just to know the other parts of that story and how you've connected now at our church and are so important to, like, everything we do, that that Jesus didn't just, like, drop you off after that hard experience, and that he kept chasing after you,
right, like, through all these things. It's just crazy.
And so, like, there was the verse, there was the other church online, there was connecting with our community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did that encourage you in your faith, right? Because this was like a moment, a pivotal moment where you guys were newer Christians, and kind of this was your first, like, oh shoot, like, what do we do here? Like, that could have been really negative or really positive, but I think for you guys it's been positive.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
I remember when it happened at the previous church when we got hurt, Dave's dad, we had called him and explained, and we were crying on the phone, and Dave's dad was really worried that it was going to tear us away from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it did the opposite. Like, it definitely could have taken a turn for the worse, but with us, like, we just realized that, like, this is important. Yep. And so we kept going to church, whether it was online or visiting different churches, and we were praying for God to give us a church and a community of people for when we graduated from college.
Yeah, and so, praying together, it was like something that brought us closer to each other and closer to Jesus, and maybe I should even say closer to Jesus, and then which that also brings us closer to each other, that whole triangle or pyramid that you may have seen. And so it could have torn us far apart, but it ended up being a cool thing that really brought us closer to Jesus and each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's people in similar situations to where you guys have been, right? Like, it might be living together, it might be something else, and they've experienced judgment, they've experienced condemnation. Like, and there's good reasons to live together, and there's not good reasons to live together, right. And there's all kinds of other things that we could be doing that people just judge us for. But we're all in this unique journey with Jesus, right? And and I think that's what's evident in your story when you share that to me. What's been the most helpful thing for you guys maybe over the last 6 months or a year, just as you have this developing relationship with Jesus as a couple, with friends, right? Like, what's been the most helpful thing for you guys in your personal faith development?
For me, for sure, it's been the community that we've created. For sure, 1128 has been huge. Like, Dave and I knew nobody coming to Oak Creek, not a single person. And then the month we move, we find you guys and get connected. And then we have all sorts of friends, which is amazing. But I'd say to anybody else, like, just find a community of people and people that are going to love you and care for you and help you along with your relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, no, I would agree, and just looking for those God moments out there too. Like, just there's been so much reassurance for us, like, because everyone knows no marriage is perfect, no relationship is perfect, but just praying together and then looking for those God moments, it's like, yeah, okay, this is meant to be.
Yeah, and both of you are in groups, right? Like, you're in a group together, but then you're also in individual groups, right?
Right,
and those are like good friends at this point, guys and those gals. And so it's not just the community, like the larger church, it is that smaller group of people
right
as well.
Yep, that's when it becomes more intimate and more personal relationships. I feel like it's been awesome for us.
Yeah, in the small groups of people, like, you know that you can count on them, like, if you need something or like you're in a pinch, like, you know that those are the people that are going to come and help you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so, like, whether you're in Oak Creek or somewhere else in Southeast Milwaukee area, Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee area, or maybe you're listening from like Montana. Welcome. We're glad you're here. We would encourage you to find a church and then to get involved in a group, a small group of people that can really encourage you and help you do life different. Last question. As you think about all the relationships you have with friends, mentors, significant others, right? Like, you guys, Paul would say, like, keep Jesus first. You referenced it already, like, this putting Jesus first kind of helps your relationship grow together as well. How would you describe keeping Jesus first and the benefits that it has in your relationships?
Yeah, really just taking that time to rest, like, especially with, you know, planning a wedding, and this was our first year teaching out here, and it's easy to just get all caught up in the busyness of life, and keeping Jesus first can look different for everyone, or it can look similar, but to me it was finding rest and finding that time to kind of just sit down and relax and pray or listen to worship music, and just be alone with God and just hear from Him, and kind of just, I don't know, just that sense of resting was really important for me.
And when you keep Jesus first, whether it's resting for you or
whatever
it is,
it may look like,
you're going to reflect Jesus's love and grace and mercy on everybody, like your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever you're coming into contact with, they'll be able to see Jesus reflected off of you.
And that's a great way to end. I love that. Like, when you put Jesus first, you're going to reflect that. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be noticeable to those around you. So thanks for being with me. Thanks for just the awesome discussion.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully this was helpful to those of you listening. You're always welcome to join us on Sunday mornings at the Oak Creek Community Center at 10 a.m. We'll catch you again real soon. Have a good one.